This week's application assignment was to create a podcast which profiled students of today. The purpose of this was twofold. One, to learn about the technological proficiencies of the students I am serving, and two, to provide practice with using and implementing these technologies in the classroom. Being that I work in a juvenile detention center, my students do not have access to these technologies while with us. Additionally, due to confidentiality issues, I will be summarizing my findings generally and won't delineate any one student's experience in particular. I gave my students a 10-question survey dealing with their exposure to and use of various technologies, focusing primarily on their television and media usage, computer net and internet usage, particularly using Facebook and MySpace sites, their video gaming experience, cell phone and texting consuming, and their exposure to podcasts and wikis. I was surprised by my findings. Television usage was much lower than I would have predicted, ranging from 10 minutes per day to one student who spends 12 hours a day in front of his television. The average was 3 hours per day. Video games showed the same range, with one student admitting to hacking into the gaming experience to use it as a media player. Additionally, the Facebook and MySpace sites were not as popular with this crowd as they only spend 1 hour per day on them. It is interesting to note that they are willing to sacrifice their computers and access to them in our facility by attempting to access their Facebook and MySpace pages while here. Podcasts and wikis were foreign to most of my students, with only 2 out of 10 being aware of what they even were. Cell phones and texting were the big winners for technology of choice and their time spent on them. As many of my students were not successful in a traditional academic setting, incorporating technologies such as these would help promote interest in anything school-related. Unfortunately, majority of my students do not have access to computers or knowledge of how to effectively use them for academic purposes. Teaching both the ethics and responsibilities of utilizing these would need to be a priority before implementing them in the classroom. Creating parental and legislative buy-in for incorporating these technologies might also be a challenge in some of the rural communities that I service. Being that digital immigrants, a term coined by Mark Prinsky for those of us who are not as familiar with technology, see the majority of these technologies as mere play and not academic tools, it becomes difficult to convince these immigrants of their potential as classroom aides. But as society moves towards a global workforce, it becomes increasingly more important than ever before for us as educators to bring these technologies into our classrooms and empower our students to be 21st century learners so that they can be competitive on a global scale.